Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 641 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Jane, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites. Jobs meaning you're looking to fill a position in your team, for example. It posts everywhere, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. So instead of having to go out to all the different job sites to post a description and hope for the best candidates, that way, with one single click, you can make it all happen. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. It's all handled by ZipRecruiter. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com for free and check it out. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. That's where you go. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right. Now, here's today's question from Jane.
Hi, Pat. My name is Jane. I live in Australia. I have an online business, the first stage of which is launching next week. My question is about comments on my membership site. Do you think it's better to leave the comments on my membership site, the comments about the question and my courses that I have within the site, or should I start a Facebook group and have people communicating there? I'd be interested to know what you think. Thank you.
Hey, Jane, thanks so much for your question today. I appreciate it, and all the best to you in the launch of your business. It's super cool, and I love Australia. I can't wait to go back there. Been there for the last 3 years in a row, and we might actually go for Christmas this year. So for those of you who are in Australia, just look out for me on Twitter, at Pat Flynn. I might make some news about my trip there if I do any meetups or anything like that. And it would be awesome to meet you too, Jane. I don't know where in Australia you're at, but wherever you're at, you're awesome. And to answer your question, is it better to encourage comments on your blog or inside your membership site versus a Facebook group for discussion? Now, you had mentioned that these comments would be related to questions and videos that you might potentially have. And in that case, I would recommend definitely enabling comments within your membership site. But here's the thing. Community is very important for the success of a membership site. That's part of the appeal of membership. And if people are going to be paying a recurring payment and you do open up the ability to communicate, you definitely want to make it easy for people to communicate with each other, to connect, and that'll be a big reason why people stick around. And for that reason, I would also recommend starting a Facebook group. Now, unless you know how to separate the two, and unless you educate your members about where they should be posting and what they should be posting on each of those things, then it can become very confusing and actually work against you. So this is a really important question, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of them that you might have heard of before, actually struggling with, well, where do I put the comments? Now, you didn't mention forums, and that's the first thing I want to cover really quick. A forum is sort of like a community with discussion boards and threads that are living on your membership site. Didn't sound like that's the solution you're creating, and I think that's great because you want to have those community-driven topics Not ones that you decide what people to talk about, but where the community is actually asking questions with each other or to each other, and they're answering each other's questions, and they're talking about stuff that's going on in the course or sharing success stories and all those kinds of things. That is best, and I feel this is the case, that that's best to be housed in a Facebook group. I know a lot of other entrepreneurs who are very successful at managing the communities and that kind of discussion on a Facebook group specifically. And the reason that's very good is because people, most of the people are already on Facebook, and most of the people can easily connect with others in that way. And Facebook just does a great job of managing that kind of sort of side kind of discussion. And I say side because there's also those important questions that you ask within your videos or topics that you want to talk about specifically related to those things that can then be housed on the membership site on that particular page where those videos lie. And that's why I would enable comments for those videos. And that's where people would, for example, answer questions or share something that you ask that is that you prompt them to answer. That way, all of that discussion about that one thing is under that video, and it's all in one place for you to find, for them to find. And you can link between the Facebook group to those particular places on your membership site, for example, if you want to make sure that people can see those answers, for example. But the communication and the engagement and that sort of stuff would happen on Facebook. So it's very, very important, Jane, that when you go into this, I don't know if you've done this already since we're answering this question later, but if you have those separate communication channels, that you're very clear with what gets answered and where. And also where you will be involved, if involved at all. And so I would say, for example, and this is how I would do a course sort of in alignment with what you have going on, and that is you have these videos that are up with lessons and modules and those types of things, and it's great to ask a question and have people answer questions after a video, kind of gets them involved, gets them interacting on your membership platform. But I would have them answer one specific question and be very clear with them, maybe in the welcome video or even in the text where they leave a comment, just to say this is where you answer this particular question, and also setting their expectations where are they going to get a reply from you if they ask a question. Well, you can actually say up front, I won't be fielding questions here. This is a place for your response to this particular prompt. All other communication happens on the Facebook page. Here's a link to the Facebook group. If you're not signed up, this is how you join, or et cetera. And again, making sure just people know where those things happen. And I think if you approach it in a very smart way and kind of put yourself in the shoes of those taking your course, and even for those people who are in your course already, having them tell you what makes sense or what is working or what's not working, that can also guide what would work best for your community too. Because every community is different, but you are the leader and you're the one who can set those expectations. And if it's very clear for them and very clear for you, it's going to be very easy to manage. I think where a lot of entrepreneurs struggle is where they have a forum and there's open discussions and questions being asked and answered there, as well as a Facebook group. And then it's just, well, nobody knows where the primary communication platform is. Nobody knows what's best. Some people prefer Facebook. Some people prefer the other. It's not about that. It's about what the expectations are and where you want them to answer what. And so just be very clear with them so that there's no confusion up front, and it'll be great. So that's what I would that's what I would share. So just define with wherever people have the ability to communicate what they should communicate there. So thanks, Jane. I appreciate you and your question, and I wish you all the best of luck. And for your question, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way to Australia, free of charge for having your question featured here on the show. That's what we do. So if you have a question, for those of you listening, that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Keep asking questions, and I'm going to keep answering them, that's for sure. And I also want to thank, once again, ziprecruiter.com. If you want to try it out for free, head on over to ziprecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/Pat, so you can try it for free. Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote by Karen Timpone. That is, if you are an artist, learn science. If you're a science, cultivate art. Love that. They do mix, that's for sure. Thanks. Take care. And I wish you all the best. See you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.